broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
I wouldn't want any harm to my child. At the same time, I wouldn't want someone to...
I decided to wear my headscarf and show up at work. Here I am at work, starting to work.
Well, I think another site would be a better idea.
Most people will die, and the rest of us will be cannibals.
I've been vegetarian for 7 years, going on 8.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where every day is just a walk in the park. And coming up this hour, we're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we will discuss with Ted the idea of tweeting while driving. And there is a discussion right now, and that has to do with a celebrity plastic surgeon who was killed Monday here in Los Angeles while tweeting as he was driving his car. It is it's a classic story. It's a very, very sad story and a tragic story, but it's just classic when it comes to this kind of thing, this tweeting while driving. This man was tweeting. In fact, the very last thing that he posted on his Twitter account was a picture of his dog. This was the last thing that this man was able to put on his Twitter account, a picture of his dog at the beach. And then, apparently, and we will get a little bit more specific with this, went over a cliff. He lived on a very tiny street in Malibu. He was texting while driving. If you've been through the Malibu area, the beach areas over there in Los Angeles, there's a lot of windy canyon stuff going on. There's some very steep drop-offs. This is just above the beach, up in the canyons above Pacific Coast Highway. And he's not the first guy to drive off a cliff up there. He was reportedly tweeting about his border collie, Jill, when he lost control of the car. Ominously, his final tweet included a photo of his dog atop some sand dunes in Malibu. What a drag. Public service announcement said advocacy campaigns dedicated to highlighting the dangers of texting or tweeting while driving have been rolled out by governments, consumer groups, and wireless companies, but the problem is not getting any better. Let's bring on now Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to talk to Ted about this situation.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, Bill, exactly. We are going to talk about that. I want to invite everybody to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, the summer is just heating up at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on into our prime rib room for a Ted.
Here at Ted's.
Where?
Do you want to put our meat in your
It's at Beverly Hills.
That's right. All right, Ted, did you know this gentleman, this poor man, his name, I should mention his name,
It was Dr. Frank Ryan, Bill. And no, I did not know him, and a very sad story. I know that he had been in a relationship briefly with Charmaine Blake, who is a girlfriend, and she had given a quote, I think, to People magazine. It's sad because in so many ways, I think Frank, if I may call him that, is like me and like a lot of people who live and work in this town. We are individuals with a certain pay level, I guess, a certain income, and we are communicating with business associates. We're communicating with, in my case, I do communicate with customers by way of Twitter and by way of texting. And that, I think that what is so sad about the story is that Frank Ryan, Dr. Ryan, who is very accomplished in his job as a, you said he was a surgeon, right?
He was a plastic surgeon.
Yes, sir. The real problem, and I will never stop emphasizing this, and I think that the advocacy groups know this, the people that are dedicated to highlighting the dangers of tweeting, the additional legislation that we are interested in and that I am personally going to be taking to Sacramento next week on Wednesday and introducing as state bill, is that the real danger are the young people that are tweeting and texting, the teenagers that are tweeting and texting, the students and the young people and the kids that are distracted, that are driving at an excessive rate of speed. They are writing and not looking where they're going, and they wind up killing God knows how many people. I mean, we've heard of stories where these kids are running into the back ends of cars. If they run into the back end of a gasoline tanker or something, my God, you've heard the stories. As a matter of fact, Phil, I was driving down 405. Did you hear about the tanker truck on the 405?
When was this?
Well, it was a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there was black smoke. It was a kid texting, and he was doing in excess, they say, of 90 miles an hour, and he was going so fast he went right under the trailer of this tanker truck, and just a spark from his car as his car went underneath, touched off an explosion, and the tanker truck, the car, I think a couple of cars behind it. This was a kid. This was some punk kid, and I, with all due respect, some punk kid that thinks tweeting is the most important thing. So I think that next week when we go to Sacramento, and we don't need to talk about Frank Ryan or even Ted Bell for that matter, because we are adult men. We are men who are in business. And
well, but before we get into the topic of kids that are tweeting, this was an adult man, Dr. Ryan, and he was texting the picture of a dog or tweeting the picture of a dog to his account.
But you see, as a professional, you're staying in touch with... hold on for just a minute, because I think you're getting the wrong idea.
I mean, it was just a picture of a dog, you know?
Well, but let me explain to you, because I don't know if you do this or not. When you're a professional and you are earning the kind of income and you are doing the kind of business that I do or a Dr. Ryan, you are going to stay in touch with customers and you're going to stay in touch with your clientele in a variety of different ways. Hi, I'm Ted Bell. Here's a picture of my wife. Hi, I'm Ted Bell. Here's a picture of our son, Josh. Here's my car. Here's my home. Here's me. And what are you doing? And we're having fun. You do that so that people know you're a living, breathing person, and you're not just something that takes their money. You see, Dr. Ryan was a living, breathing person until, you know, everybody wants to blame him. I'm a living, breathing person. And I'm not just here to take people's money.
Well, the young person that is texting and tweeting, they're a real person too.
Well, they're a real person, and so are the six or seven people that they murdered when they ran into the back end of them and killed all of them. Because one teenager, Phil, and let me say this to your audience: one teenager texting can kill every Christian soul within a 50-yard area, if he's going fast enough.
All right, so your opinion is teenagers that tweet and text are the problem, but most of these advocacy groups are saying that it is everybody.
And that's where they get it wrong, Phil, and that's something we need to educate them on. Is Ted Bell a threat? No, he is not. Did Frank Ryan hurt anybody? No, he didn't. Frank Ryan drove off a cliff. If Ted Bell and Frank Ryan, or anybody who is in business and generates the kind of business that we do, we have a responsibility. We have a very responsible mind. So if I'm going to crash my car while I'm tweeting or texting, I'm going to make sure that I don't hurt anyone. And I'm sure we've all heard the story about the Marine pilot that crashed his jet into the ocean rather than crashing into some homes. Well, you're the same way when you're texting. I'm going to drive my car off a cliff. I'm going to do what I have to do, even if I have to drive my car into what you were mentioning, gasoline. If I have to drive my car into a gasoline refinery, I'll do that before I kill any people in the road.
And you drive your car into a gasoline refinery, you may just wind up killing a lot of people.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? I don't know. If I drive it into a big gasoline, not after 5 o'clock if there's no one there.
All right, so what you're saying is, are you saying you're the only guy responsible enough?
No, I'm not, Sam. I'm trying to get you to understand. If you're in business like Ted Bell or Dr. Frank Ryan or anyone, and you are generating a large amount of business the way that I do, you need to stay in touch with your customers.
All right, so you're going to be tweeting and you're going to be Twittering.
And you're going to be texting, yes. We don't kill people. The teenagers do. The other day, I'll give you this story, Phil. I was driving down the 405, and I saw this kid texting. I knew the kid was texting because he was looking up, he was looking down, he was looking up, he was looking down. And I said, "You son of a you-know-what, I got you. I got you dead to rights." And I got around to the left side of his car, and I waved to him because I just very forcefully, I said, "Get it over, get over." and I was pointing to the other side. So the kid pulled it over, and I got out of the car. Before he even could get out of the car, he said, what the hell do you think you're doing?
And what did he say?
He said, oh, what do you mean? I said, what the hell do you, who do you think you are? I said, you could kill every Christian soul. And then this kid says to me, I'm from the West Side, I'm Jewish. And I said, you dirty little, and I called him a name. And I got back in my car.
You got this kid to pull over?
Yes, I did.
And you pulled him over just to read him the riot act?
I read him the riot act, yes, because he is texting and tweeting. And
he can't and you can because he's a teenager. I don't know whether you're going to be getting any people. You know, I don't know whether you're making your case here, Ted.
Let me ask you something. Did Frank Ryan kill anybody? No, he didn't. I'm not saying that it's not. I'm saying the first people you got to look at these punk kids.
And when we look at the kids who are texting and tweeting, do we look at you?
No, I think you're missing the point. You're not looking at Ted Bell is not killing anyone while he's texting. Ted Bell is communicating with customers and trying to stay in business so his employees get paid. See, I'm Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. I'm not a punk kid in his dad's Lexus or whatever they're driving these days, in his mom's boxy-looking Mercedes. And I'm texting, and I'm looking up, and I'm looking down, and I'm looking up, and I'm looking down. Boy, when I see a kid looking up and looking down, I won't let that. I pull them over now, Phil. That is what I do. And that's just something that I do. And I would recommend to any parent, you know. All right, we break?
Yeah, we have to take a break. Hold on. 877-876-PHIL.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
All right, we're going to come back here with Ted Bell. We're talking about texting and tweeting. And in Ted's mind, he and other businessmen should be given a pass. It's the teenagers that are texting and tweeting that are causing the problem. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Should men in business, women in business, people who are making money, should they be allowed to text and tweet? And only kids who are texting and tweeting, should they not be allowed? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
And we have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills joining us as we talk here about our tweeting and texting while driving.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
In this segment, what I want to talk about in this segment is how I text and I tweet our menu, Phil, and our specials for the night. So what I'm doing is I am constantly doing business, and that is far better than what a lot of these punk kids are.
All right, Ted is with us, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. So when you're texting and you're tweeting, for instance, what?
Well, I'll give you an example, Phil, and I am constantly, and I don't know how to say this because it is a difficult thing. People never want to really believe you. I can text and tweet while I drive. I know you don't want to believe me, but I'm able to. And
When you say you're able to, you know that you're able to, Ted, until you get into an automobile accident. You know?
No. It's not like that. I know I can look down and look up and look down and look up.
And isn't that what you said that the kid was doing?
The kid, I could see his head going up and down. You know, if you're texting while you're driving the right way, your eyeballs are going up and down, but your head stays staring ahead. That punk kid that I saw, and excuse me for using the words punk kid, but I could have thrown this kid under the wheels of the next passing truck when he busted out that line about, I'm Jewish, I live on the West Side.
And well, you were saying every Christian soul. He was just trying to be funny.
He was trying to be funny? Was he? Was he trying to be funny as he was texting and almost running into the back end of a Suburban with a mother and five kids in it? That would have instantly gone up in flames, and the screams.
All right, Ted. I mean, this is you're getting a little dramatic. What I'm trying to find out here is what it is you're doing while you are driving. What are you texting?
I'm going to tell you. I text the menu. I text that we have the Jack Veneer Trio is going to be in. Our menu items for tonight, we got the petite filet. I'll give you an example. We have a petite filet tonight. We have a thick-cut ribeye that I'm in love with. I mean, I'm desperately in love with this thick-cut that we just got in. We've got our cowboy ribeye as usual, which is the bone-in. New York strip, the porterhouse for two, the T-bone. We've got our barbecued shrimp that people go absolutely insane over. We've had fights, Bill, for the last shrimp. So, now, that's business. And you're telling me I don't get to tweet that? No, no. No way. No way. Not when LJ or what is that rib joint down the street from me?
I think it's LJ's.
Yeah, not when they're trying to beat my brains in.
All right, 877-876-PHIL as we talk to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Tweeting and texting while driving. Who should be allowed to do it? Who shouldn't be allowed to do it? Here is Michelle in Denver listening on The Truth, KTNI. Hi, Michelle, go ahead.
Hey, I think Ted needs to get out there in the real world a little bit. If he's in Beverly Hills, why doesn't he get his Bluetooth, his secretary, and let her do all the tweeting from his office?
I'm the one that's writing the menu. I write the menu, and I put it out there for everybody. I don't get my secretary to write the menu. I do.
You know, my nephew's funny, and he goes to Marquette, and he's not a punk kid. Does that make it illegal for him to text?
Did I call your nephew a punk kid?
Punk kids. How do you define who's a punk kid and who isn't?
Oh,
my 20-year-old nephew goes to Marquette.
I'll tell you who the punk kid is.
Yeah,
and what's he tweeting? What does he tweet about? Is he tweeting about where he's going to be drinking this Friday night? That's not a valid tweet.
You get into this whole thing of what is a valid tweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a valid tweet. If I'm doing, I'll give you an example. If I have a business that generates capital and keeps people employed, and I'm promoting that business to try to generate more capital and keep more people employed, that is a valid tweet as opposed to a Marquette student who's telling everybody where he's going to be banging down the beers this Friday night with his bros, you know, after the lacrosse game, I with all due respect.
Well, how are you going to know, though, Ted?
I'm just telling you. Let's get real about these tweeting campaigns.
Well, how do you know a punk kid from a very well-educated junior in college?
By what he tweets. By what he tweets. And if he's talking about...
Well, how would you know?
Here is a photograph of my
pants.
No, I'm talking about what you read. And if here's a picture of my penis. Is that valid? No. I'm doing it under the guise of business.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Michelle, about Oprah?
Well, I'm just saying Oprah's the no phone zone pledge. Ted obviously hasn't heard of that out there in Beverly Hills.
You got a thing about me being in Beverly Hills and you're stuck in Denver. I'm real sorry about that.
Wait.
I love Denver, honey. Believe me, I'm not stuck anywhere.
Yeah, you got a real problem with me being in Beverly Hills. Now, what was Oprah doing?
I think all the cliches.
Tell me about Oprah.
About guys with their convertibles and their little.
Tell me about Oprah. Can we get back on topic? Let's get back on. You say you don't care about Beverly Hills. You just did 30 seconds on it. What about Oprah?
Oprah's got the
no phone
zone pledge. I don't think Ted knows anything about that. And
no, I don't.
Trying to save lives. And
but if you're in Denver, I guess you watch Oprah.
All right, Ted. But the point is that Oprah is on this situation.
Oprah can be on any situation she wants. I'm not Oprah. I'm Ted Bell.
Well, most
of the celebrities
are out there in Hollywood and Beverly Hills, and they're all pledging not to use their phones in their cars. Whether, you know, and they make millions of dollars, Ted. You know, you probably don't make quite that much money.
I don't believe you. I think you're I think you're obsessed with Beverly Hills. You're bringing that up all the time.
I'm not obsessed with anything. I'm just telling you lots of celebrities are making that pledge to use their phone in their car.
I don't follow celebrities. I'm not talking about celebrities. I'm talking about guys that are in business. You know, this woman is irritating me.
I think she's making some very good points.
She's irritating me. Would you please
to run out of your car, Ted?
Would you? We're in a recession. Hello. Wow. Boy, did I catch you on that one. Hello. It's a recession that we're in. Everybody is, you know, working harder.
Woo! What's that got to do with working
you
out of your
heard
car?
About it? You
20 years
about
ago,
that?
We didn't have cell phones, Ted.
That,
everybody
Kevin?
Did
you
okay
haven't
then.
Haven't heard about a recession yet. Oh, they did? No, I don't think so.
Nobody had cell
haven't
phones,
heard about
Ted.
A recession,
everybody
huh?
still had success to do it right in their businesses
it's
from their
office.
It's called
a recession. R-E-C-E-S-S-I-O-N. Recession.
Hey, Ted, I'm just saying, what did you do 20 years ago?
All right, Ted, we got you. Thank you very much, Michelle, for your call. God almighty.
Well, she's all right. Well, where did you hear it? Have you heard about a depression, huh? Starving children?
Henry.
He loves kids so much. To Beverly Hills, you know, we're talking here about tweeting and twittering and who gets to and who doesn't, but I almost forgot to tell you we've got our lamb. Mary had a little lamb at Ted's.
Here at Ted's.
Ask for Mary.
You wanna put our meat in
is that true?
We have a lamb dish. We call it Mary had a little lamb because it's fun, but it's kind of a family dish. It's a lamb roast. It's delicious. And we make it with cloves and we've got pepper. It's a tremendous dish. And it's limited time only at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We want to get everybody in here. Phil, I had a thought on something here before you get to some phone calls, and that is the following thing. When I tweet and when I Twitter and I'm driving, I'm really doing it for everybody because we are business people who are generating capital. We're business people who are advertising. We are business leaders who are doing business. And when these kids that are driving around, that lady, she has a kid who goes to Marquette. That's a great school. And I forget what the lady's name was.
I forget. Her name was Ann, but she was making a point that her son goes to Marquette, is a responsible young man, and isn't driving around tweeting about ridiculous stuff.
Well, I don't know that. All I know is this. Rather than tell that the problem, and keep telling me the problem is me, the problem that we've got to keep focusing on and focusing on and focusing on are these kids driving around tweeting. And they are the kids of these people. And
You told me you've had accidents while tweeting.
I've been in accidents while I've been tweeting, but that they are as the result of people not noticing that I have been tweeting. And that's when we introduced the Tweeter-Dum. You've heard of Tweedledee and Tweedledum, right?
Yeah.
We introduced Tweeter-Dee and Tweeter-Dum. If you are Tweeter-Dee, you are someone who should be tweeting. If you're Tweeter-Dum, you're an idiot. You're some idiot that's going to get people killed. And that's what happened.
No, you told me that your car had run into the back of someone in a Mini Cooper, of all things. And they spun up onto a siding or into a gas station.
Yeah, but that was as the result of some old lady that didn't see me tweeting.
And well, how are people going to know that?
That's what I've been talking to you about. When you notice someone's head going up and down or you see their eyeballs going up and down, you know that they are tweeting. And we have to be aware of what's going on in traffic is what I'm trying to say, Phil.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Virginia. She is calling from Boston tonight, listening on WTKK. Go ahead, Virginia. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, yes. I am livid
yes,
right
ma'am.
Now. This guy is an idiot. Okay, texting in Massachusetts, texting while driving is illegal. What makes this man think that he is able to text while driving? And this young man who is probably better at computers and texting and all the technology than he is as an older person, and he thinks that he can text while driving and this kid can?
Well, no, because I'll tell you why. That kid doesn't understand that he's going to die. I have a concept of death and mortality. And as
he thinks
I am
you're a
also.
Christian?
No, because I'm older. And also, I am texting about business. I'm not texting who has the beer bong and what apartment are we going to be in. Ridiculous things
how
like that.
How do you know? How do you know what he's texting about? You don't know what's on his mind. Like the old lady doesn't know that you're texting. It's not her responsibility to see that you are texting. It's her responsibility to look ahead at the road and see what's straight in front of her.
She has to see what the other drivers are doing. You're absolutely right. If she can't see my eyeballs going up and down between... I mean, this is a new day and age that we live in when it comes to texting, driving. There's all kinds of things going on. And she's going to see as you...
You're talking about an elderly woman who's supposed to see your eyeballs going up and down?
Well, I'm not going to be having my... I'm not having my head going up and down because that's a dead giveaway that you're texting. And I pulled that kid over and I told you, and I'll say to this lady, I told that punk kid... that if he's going to be out on the freeway murdering human beings, freeway.
You said Christians, by the way. You said Christians.
It's an expression. It's an expression. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said every Christian soul.
I don't remember saying. I said, and I threw in Jews too. No, I threw in Jews too.
Then why did the kid say, I'm Jewish?
Boy, you guys,
Can I say something about that?
Not if you're going to make more stuff up. Not if you're making it up. No, I don't want to hear more.
Yes. No, Ted, you... No. Go ahead, Virginia. Go ahead.
He did make a snide remark about the kid said, well, I'm Jewish. And then he said... And then I don't know the name of this person, but he said... And then I said about that.
My name is Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell, and you got all these opinions, but you don't even know who I am.
I didn't know your name. I didn't know your name, but I know what you're saying. And you made a remark about him being a Jew. You said it, and you said it like you made a snide remark about it. I'm driving, and I'm not texting. I'm parked on the side of the road, and I'm calling because I'm so livid about this.
Wait a minute, Virginia. If you're talking about that kid, I said, yeah, the west side of L.A. is crawling with Jews. Is that a problem?
Oh, my God.
Oh, get out of here. I've got Jewish customers, and you know I do.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this. Here we go. Here's the Catholic from Boston weighing in. You know, all
but
of you
know
people...
What?
Ted.
I am a Catholic, and I'm defending the fact that
Of course you're Catholic.
Guess what? I'm practicing Catholic.
Of course, you're in Boston. No, I do not. I simply said, though, that kid with his little beanie almost murdered every Christian.
With his little beanie.
With his little beanie. Oh, my God.
Get a load of you two. But you're going to turn everything into, like, and you don't want, see, so in other words, Phil, and I want to congratulate you, Phil, for destroying this segment, because this was going to be about business people who text and need to text, and you've turned it into Ted Bell, the living disciple of Adolf Eichmann. And
well, you're the guy with the whole West Side's crawling with Jews.
Because she made an issue out of it. I didn't say anything.
Virginia, thank you very much for your call.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Mel in Los Angeles. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, I'm absolutely up in arms over this complete anti-Semite you have there. I just like to know that I'm Jewish.
What?
I do live in Brentwood.
Excuse me?
Yes, you're anti-Semite, my friend.
No,
you know that after New York, Los Angeles, Brentwood in particular, is the second largest home for the Jewish population, and you have the audacity to call us people who are crawling in Los Angeles.
You ever heard of Israel? You ever heard of Israel? What do you mean the second largest? You have heard of Israel.
Second largest
in the United States, is what he's saying.
Ted. And I don't know what you're doing, just trying to get free advertisement Henry's show and mass
I'm talking about
using the K word to this kid, which, yeah, I heard what you said, Ted. I heard what you said, my friend. Okay?
K-word?
Just Christian souls. No, you said specifically at the very roughly this beginning of the segment that you had gotten out of your car after you called him a young punk, then you called him another word. Did you not? You stated that, sir. I'd like to know what word you used for this quote-unquote kid with a beanie on his head.
I can't say it on the air without Mr. Henry dumping it. It begins to start ripping out with the
phone. I don't know where you found this, gentleman.
Ted, your whole thing was, you're talking about these guys.
I'm talking about being able to text when I want to text and tweet when I'm trying to run a business here, sir.
Yes, I've never heard of your small little business from Beverly Hills, Ted. Obviously, it doesn't
you know what? Excuse me. Well, I don't think you've been
there.
Well, you've never been to Beverly Hills. Then you've never been to Beverly Hills.
I live and drive through Beverly Hills every day, Ted. I've never heard of your small little mom and pop operation.
Probably it's not
out
a
of the
deli.
Back of a closet
it's
shed.
It's not a deli.
It's janitorial supplies. On Wilshire, my friend.
Yeah, if all you do is visit delis, then no, you've never been to my restaurant.
Okay, now what does that mean?
Excuse me? So the
all you ever do is
Cantor's Deli. Is that right? Is that right, Ted, my open-minded Christian soul friend?
If you've never heard
of
Ted's Beverly Hills.
You're the reason that the Holocaust happened, my friend. You're the reason.
Are you hearing this? I'm the reason. Phil, when most of my customers are Jews.
Boy,
we're still around and alive to help him.
I've got plenty of Jewish friends. Some of my very dearest friends are Jews that come in.
Oh, I'm sure
they consider themselves
your friends after what you've said this evening, sir.
Very,
you are
they understand
complete
that
total disgrace
when I'm on
to Christianity,
on the 405
my friend.
Freeway, and this guy says he's never heard of my restaurant. Of course not. When all you have for lunch are pickles and sauerkraut.
Wow.
Mr. Henry,
he just hung up. I apologize, but very good call, sir. It was a very good call, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mr.
It's all right, 877-876-PHIL. You going to get him back?
Yeah, but he's probably going to be all mad and everything now.
Call him back. Don't worry about it, okay? Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Last thing that he said, Ted?
Yeah. Look, I'm going to tell you something. You got me now an anti-Semite.
Didn't you say that?
I used an expression every Christian soul. He used it in that movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And the guy that directed that movie was a Jew!
Let's take a break and calm down. We'll take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. More of your calls with Ted Bell. Plus, still to come, Obama has no regrets for his mosque comments. 877-876-PHIL. The world famous, groundbreaking Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Bill Henry Show.
I know more Jews. I know more Jews than a lot of Jews, though.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hi, this is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I want to say something. I have great Jewish friends. I probably have more Jewish friends than most Jewish people do. And I know that's difficult to understand. But
wanna put our meat in your mouth.
Look at Ted. Let's just start all over again.
No, hold on for a minute. I want to make this statement.
Well, let's start all over again, and then I have to get to some phone calls, okay?
I want to make a statement. First of all, how do I know there are Jewish people coming into my restaurant? Because they tell me. The first thing, how do you know someone's Jewish? They always say, I'm a Jew. That's number one. That guy Mel that called, hi, Phil, I'm a Jew. Always happens. That's number one. Number two, you know, I'm looking at your video. Can I say something to you?
The what?
Can I say something about your video cast?
Yeah, go ahead. What?
I'm looking at you on the video cast, and you've got on a hat that makes you look like you're a World War One German sergeant or something. What is that hat?
It's like a ski cap. It's for my Silver Strand Beach ski cap. What difference does it make?
I don't know. It just reminded me of something out of All Quiet on the Western Front. But seriously, Phil,
Are you making jokes?
I am not making jokes, no.
Let's get to it here.
I would remind you who's sponsoring this segment of the show.
I don't care right now, Ted. I want you to get to it and explain it.
I'm explaining it, and I'm saying that I don't know what he's talking about, and I resent you backing me into this anti-Semitic corner.
You're the guy that said the West Side is crawling with Jews. You made the whole thing when you said every Christian soul, and then you had the kid, and you said the punk kid this and that. I didn't start all of that. You did.
But you could have stopped it.
No, I'm not going to stop a conversation going in any particular direction, especially if it was informed by the comments of the people involved in it. Here is Jim in Nashville, Tennessee. Jim, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Phil Henry.
Sure.
I don't know who put Ted above the law. There's so many states that have laws that you can't tweet while driving. In a lot of states, you can't even use a cell phone unless it's a hands-free device. You know, if I have a lot of respect for hands-free device, you have to have a headset. You know, I respect people in business a lot. But, you know, get an office if you need to tweet that much. You can't go around driving a car tweeting. I don't care if you're 16 or 60. It doesn't matter what it's about.
The real danger are these kids that are under the age of, like, 18 or, you know who I'm talking about. And they're out there tweeting about their girlfriend's breasts or how they, I don't know.
The real danger is tweeting. It isn't what you tweet about. It's the fact that you're taking your mind off of the driving. I drive an 18-wheeler for a living. My God, the people that I see tweet, heck no, I don't tweet. I don't talk on a cell phone. I can't tweet and drive.
Don't you want to let people know? Don't you want to know
against the law
that you're close to getting where you're going?
No, the man just said it's against the law, Ted.
It's against the law.
I'm trying to say that a guy like this, maybe not this gentleman, he's a truck driver, but me, all right? I own a...
Oh, wait, whoa. What do you mean he's a truck driver?
I'm a truck driver.
But he doesn't employ people, so he's not responsible for, a lot of...
Well, he's hauling commerce, he's hauling freight. This is a guy that's keeping businesses alive by taking materials between businesses. You don't think that's important?
You know, Mr. Henry, I resent the fact of you playing up to this guy just because you want to make me the bad guy and you want to suck up to this guy.
No, I'm asking you a question.
You might not be a bad guy, Ted, but you're breaking the law by tweeting while you're operating a motor vehicle. You know, why don't you take, a half gallon of bourbon and drink it instead?
What?
You know, we're all children of God. We're all children of God, regardless if we tweet or not.
There we go. I knew there had to be a religious element. We still break the law if we tweet.
All right. Thank you very much. You're absolutely right, Jim. There's no question. Thank you, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Eric in Santa Rosa, California, listening on KNEW. Go ahead, Eric.
This proselytizing I can't take.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Ted, you're a professional businessman, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I guess my big problem is that you seem to think that you're higher than everyone else by tweeting and driving. It's just irresponsible. It's that simple. That's the bottom line. It's worth it.
I agree. And I think you have to attack the problem where the real problem lies. And the real problem with tweeting is with these kids. And I don't know if you've seen them, but they drive around, I can't hear the gentleman, Phil.
Your phone cut out, Eric. Say that again.
You see the problem when you argue that it's okay for you to do it, but it's not okay for a certain age bracket to do it?
No, I don't understand. That's the whole point. There is no problem if you just listen to me and go along with what I'm saying.
That's the problem. You want people to go along with something that doesn't make any sense.
Why doesn't it make sense to have an adult man who owns a business tweeting and not some punk, sniveling kid who's tweeting about he just saw his first flash of ass on TV.
Shit. We've been over this already. I know that part.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my next question for you. What kind of phone do you use?
I got an iPhone.
You have an iPhone. Are you aware of an app called Dictation?
An app called what?
Dictation. Like dictating.
Dictation?
Dictation. It's an app. It's a hands-free app that allows you to text and tweet.
Yeah.
It's all hands-free.
Oh, so you are telling me to tweet and text. Oh.
And tweet
so now what we have, Mr. Henry, is the height of hypocrisy. This guy...
Hold on for a minute. The man is telling you that if you need... I think what he's saying is if you need to tweet and text so bad, he's got an application that you can get in the App Store called Dictation. Is that what it's called, Eric?
Yes, it is. Correct. Please. That's the best one. It's up there right now. I just downloaded it. I use it constantly. I don't take my eyes off the road. I'm not
skirting my It bothers me because it makes it seem like me texting is bad.
Out of principle,
I wouldn't want to use it.
I think I'm going to look into it. It's called Dictation. I think I will look into it. Thank you, Eric, very much. All right, let's go over to Bill. Bill, we've got about a minute. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, first off, Ted, it's unanimous. You're a moron. You're sitting there telling
these unanimous,
kids. Exactly, buddy. Let me tell you something. You're telling these young kids that texting while driving is wrong, but they look over and see you on the highway doing it. You know, don't do as I do as I say do, right? I mean, you make no sense.
My eyeballs are going up and down. Not my head.
Full of holes, brother. It doesn't make any difference. When you take your eyes off the road, young or old, you're risking somebody else's life. I don't agree with any of it. I run around at night. Anytime I have to talk, I pull over. I don't even text. But, you know, you're sitting there making all these comments about, you know, punk kids. I've got children. You know, and they know not to text while driving. But, you know, you look over and see a young man.
Yeah, and you know what? Their heads are going up and down. And their heads go up and down. My eyeballs go up and down, and that's it. So my head.
Phil Hendry.